In Hebrews 12, we're going to look at two verses, but I want you to pray this with me. Lord Jesus, whatever I bind or loose on the earth is already bound or loosed in heaven. Revelation, healing, health, deliverance, salvation, peace, joy, relationships, finances, and resources that have been demonically blocked are being loose unto me now. What is being released unto me is transferring to every person I associate myself with. I am contagiously blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Hebrews, you may be seated. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Hebrews 12, verses, well, thank you so much. Verses 1 and 2. It reads, verse 1 says, wherefore, now this verse is read after all of the revelation and the manifestation and the demonstrations of faith. We read in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. I mean outstanding, dead being raised, all kind of manifestation, Moses leading the children through the Red Sea, Joshua, all the evidence of how powerful, what I said, how what? How powerful faith is. If faith was able to do all the things that is recorded in Hebrews chapter 11, then I should be walking in hell. Okay, so some kind of deception had been here. So I'm ahead of myself, but I'm going to say it later on, but I'm going to say it now. Commercial have taken the place of covenant. Write that down. Commercials have taken the place of covenant. Commercials have become more stronger than your covenant. Now, we don't want to face that, but I want to bring that out because it's going to take the covenant to put the commercial back in their place in your life. Okay, you're going to walk in covenant. You're not going to do it just by saying, I'm going to do this. You're not going to do it just by making a confession. All right? So deep waters tonight, all right? Deep waters. You ready to go? All right. Now listen. So after all this, he give us two verses here that I think impact the journey in which we're taking now. He says in the first one, Hebrews 12 and 1, if you just join in, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. And that's all the things happening in Hebrews 11. Now he says this, the next part said, let us lay aside every what? Weight. Let me ask you a question. Have sickness and diseases become a weight?
Yes.
Because we're going to find out COVID-19 is not our first epidemic. We've been carrying epidemics for hundreds of years in the church, sickness and disease. It's just the one that modified, but people have been slaughtered and killed in every kind of other way who are good people who really love God. And you being chosen as a remnant tonight, it doesn't matter what age you are now, you're being chosen as a remnant by God of all walks of life, all ages, to see something that you're going to be able to walk in and be able to help other people who don't know. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Now, notice weight and sin. Now, a lot of things Satan get us on is not sin. It's weight we carry. And I'm not talking about physical weight. We're not judging. But weight, I just got to say it. Weight of ignorance. A weight of not understanding certain things. Are you following me? I shall lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is said before. Now, to do what we're doing, we're going to need God patient, all right? All right, so go to the next verse now. And you can't jump from verse 1, skip verse 1 and go to verse 2. And that's what we have tried to do with faith. As we find out about faith, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, principles that I'm going to take you through tonight are going to be so powerful to your life that you're going to be able to walk in them. But I got, here's what I want you to write down for a subject. How to develop help boldness. Mm-hmm. How to develop help boldness. I mean, it's almost sound strange to make a statement like that, but there's a place of boldness about your help once you get the revelation, the insight, the understanding, the wisdom, and the discernment that God want to put out in the body of Christ. You're going to be boldly healthy. See, there's a certain amount of fear now. There's a certain amount of uncertainties. And I'll reveal it to you in the introduction where it came from. Now, I wrote, many may pretend to have, yet violating health laws on daily basis. See, they're so bold because they got their Bible and they're saying things. But they're yet sick. Something wrong with that, isn't it? I said, something wrong with that, isn't it? And so come on, brothers and sisters, we got to work with this thing. Listen, many pretend to have that boldness, but I don't know. Very few in the body of Christ is bold about their health. They got a certain expectation of having something that they can't handle. But that's not covenant. That's not covenant, you see. Are you following me? Keep listening. Many may pretend to have, yet violating health laws on daily basis. Many do not know why they are not walking in health. They love God. They're not in sin. They're living a moral life. Let me ask this question, because I know you. Is the system stronger than the scriptures? Come on now. I want you to hear that. Is the system, because the Holy Ghost just give me that. Is the system stronger than the scriptures?
No.
No, definitely not. So it got to be something. It got to be some type of weight we carry. That is denying our covenant to be Lord over commercial. All right. In our life. All right. Now. Many do not know why they are not walking in help. I've done all I could. I prayed in tongue. I prayed the Lord. I read the scripture. I saw what God said. You know what I'm saying? I try to treat people right. I'm walking in love. But I'm still getting sick just like everybody else. Shouldn't be. Shouldn't be. Listen. Prayer, faith, grace, and speaking the word, but yet dealing with malfunctioning in their body. Prayer, faith, grace, and speaking the word, not a whoremonger, not an adulterer. Living a clean life. Are you following me? Prayer, faith, grace, and speaking the word, but yet dealing with malfunctioning in the body, in their body. So I wrote this question. What must I learn and do to turn my health on boldly? B-O-B-boldly. B-O-L-D-L-Y. Because, well, you know my language. You know, I might say a word. You might not understand what I'm saying. But I want you boldly. I want you to understand boldly. Boldness. You have a right to be bold about your health. Apostolically. In the body of Christ, there's only a few may have boldness about their health. You see what I'm saying? Because there's an expectation, the commercials and the things people are saying, the news media, all is keep you full of fear if you don't have that boldness to know, here it is, that you have all your bases covered. All right? And I'm going to show you how to cover your bases tonight. Look at Proverbs chapter 4 again, verse 20. And it's based on how to develop health boldness. You understand? How to develop health boldness. Something that rarely existed in the body of Christ. I only know one minister. He don't say nothing about it too much. One minister, God changed his life and he started eating different and he up in age and he looked good and he's strong. He don't say a whole lot about it, but he's the only one I know. Ministers dying left and right because of this revelation here that we need to bring to the body of Christ that we can check some things that need to be checked and check it quickly. Then Proverbs 4:20, the wisdom, health wisdom is given now. What I say? Health wisdom. Hallelujah. Health wisdom. How many of y'all want some health wisdom? Yep. Health wisdom. That's why we're here tonight, all right? So let's follow the scripture now. We'll go down to the 23rd verse. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my saying. Now, guess what I'm going to do tonight? I'm talking to you right there in that voice. I'm talking to you like my sons and daughters. Yep. And I want you to attend to the word and incline thy ear to what I'm saying tonight. You follow me? Go to the next voice. Go to the next voice. Let them not depart from thy eyes. We just said, looking unto Jesus, our defense of our faith. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. You see that? Huh? All right, go to the next verse. Look what it says. Look what the 23rd verse says. It's so simple. Look what it says. Sometime tonight. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You see that?
Yep.
Go to verse 24 now. Proverbs 4, let me get it a minute here. I need to work with this a minute before I even get out of my introduction. Because I know somebody, many people are going to get healed and get blessed up in here tonight. In the 22nd verse, I want you to go back to the 22nd verse. For they are life unto those that find them, and what? Hell to what? What's left? Hell to all their flesh. God didn't change that. All right? Now, write Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16 down. I'm not going to go to it. I got so much else to say to you. Well, Ephesians 4, 11 through 16 is what we should have brought you to. We should have give you the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that you wouldn't be in this kind of trouble. All right? When you read it, you're going to see it. That was our assignment. But the 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16 verse is not going to work without the 11 verse doing what it's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. When you read it, I want you to see that. All right. Now, this is, if you're going to preach it, you need to let it manifest in your life. Decide today, I'm going to be a voice and not an echo. In other words, people need to see leaders walking in what they're talking about. Amen. Can I get a witness here?
Yep.
Now watch what it said next. The people of God are so powerful, yet be so helpless when it comes down to the God kind of help. I haven't got the principles yet. Will you let the Holy Spirit, what I say?
The Holy Spirit.
Teach you the wisdom of your help and fight the fight of faith with prophetic truth. Mm-hmm. It's a question, you see. Why are we always on the borderline about our health? Come on. Why are we always on the borderline? I've been there. You've been there, right? Borderline. Y'all tell the truth now. Y'all ain't all that deep. Y'all ain't moving your head, but I know you've been there. Because it's not faith, not the problem. Word is not the problem. Praise is not the problem. Worship is not the problem. Loving God is not the problem. God loving you is not the problem. Uh-huh. All right? Commercial is the problem. And being a coward is the problem. Listen to what? While we're always on the borderline about our health, even while we are anointed, I just declare every one of y'all anointed in here tonight. Yep. You follow what I'm saying? Even while we are anointed, COVID-19 is not the epidemic. The epidemics is deception, ignorance, commercials have taken the place of our covenant. And here's what I say at the bottom of these notes. Let's turn this thing around on purpose. We have the power. Write that down. Let's turn this thing around on purpose. We have the power. I like that. You like that? Yeah. Let's turn this thing around, huh? On purpose. We got the power. See, God want a remnant to walk out there knowing how to put their finger on the situation, and then knowing that they cannot quit what they're doing on their own strength. Only the Holy Spirit can open their eyes to see, not fear of death, not fear of being crippled, but see the freedom that waiting on them.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? The freedom that waiting on them. All right, let's go. Well, I'm going to give you these principles. We're going to do it. Here is the secret of health boldness. Ephesians chapter 3, 1 through 12 talks about an apostolic revelation of the mystery of, it was really the mystery of the Jews and the Gentiles supposed to be one. But the principle is there, the mystery of health is coming before you now, which is part of the unsearchable riches and the manifold wisdom of God, that you have access, boldness, and confidence. Let's look at a few verses. Go to Ephesians 3. We're talking about here's the secret of health boldness. Let's look over at Ephesians 3. I want to look at it with you for a moment. And may the Holy Spirit help us as we go through this tonight. Because you're hearing things now. Am I following commercials or am I following my covenant? See. It's been so long, so wrong. So long, so wrong. Now, I want every one of you all tonight to think about your individual body. Think about your individual health. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how long you've been battling it. I just want you to think about it, and I'm going to give you something to go over. Are you willing to make changes for 10 days? You got scripture with it. Daniel 1, 8 through 13. Daniel made a change for 10 days and told that man, see if I don't be healthier than the other ones who eaten from the king's table. And you see what happened. Daniel came out looking better and more wiser than them. The word defile is right there. In Ephesians 3, hallelujah, say hallelujah, say glory to God.
Glory to God.
The Apostle Paul, oh God, let's, Ephesians 3, 1, I think I got to bring this up out of here. For this call, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God. Now, we are in a dispensation of grace right here. This is because it's a grace that's been out of place. It's a grace been out of place. So long. What is given to me to you, what? How that by revelation, I'm coming to you by revelation, he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages, verse 5, was not made known unto the sons of man, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostle and prophet by the Spirit. So what I'm ministering was revealed to me. And it's constantly being revealed to me day and night, all night long. I got to get up sometime. It's being revealed to me to bring into the body of Christ to move her beyond healing and to get her in a bold place. I know how to keep my health. Once I get it, I know how to keep it. All right, let's go on. You see, who he revealed it to? Holy apostles and prophets, right? Yep. That the Gentiles should be, verse 6, I'm going to read it, fellow in the same body, partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Now, we have been promised help by God. When God speaks, there's no power, no demon, no man, no group, no organization, no denomination can change what God say. I'm the Lord, not change not. So when you come into the enlightenment, enlightenment is stronger than excitement. See, we've let excitement took the place of enlightenment, and we're all excited, but still sick. But enlightenment bring the help with it. Listen to me, please. Listen to what I'm saying tonight. Listen, we've been excited, the church, we've been so excited. Oh, we've been excited, we've been dancing, jumping, but still sick. Enlightenment. Enlightenment excitement. That's what you want. That's the kind of excitement you want. You'll have to have write that down. Enlightenment excitement. Not excitement by itself, but I know why I'm dancing. I know why I'm jumping. That thing was in my body, but God took it off. That blood pressure was high, but God took it down. I had diabetes, but Let me know. She was a diabetic for 5 years, and she's 78 years old, might be a little older than that, 78 years old, and heard the apostle, her pastor, say, talk to your organ. And she's walking, and she talked to him, and she heard her pastor say, you got to watch what you put in your mouth. So she quit. She started eating oatmeal in the morning and started eating vegetables for her lunch. And diabetes packed his bag and left her life. She's a doctor. She stopped taking her medicine, and her glucose level is 80. Baby, I'm going to tell you, that's good. 80, 90. Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness, that's good, baby. I tell you what, some of y'all took y'all blood. You don't know. That's good. That's normal. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just got it today. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you. But you see, I've been running around the house. I've been running, hollering. My God, I don't have to take that stuff no more. That isn't the only testimony I have. I have many testimonies. Oh my goodness. Look at verse 12, because I have to move. In whom we have what? Boldness. Mm-hmm. All right, what next?
Access.
What's next?
Confidence.
Boldness, access, and confidence towards your help. Boldness. See, you're going to take boldness because they got so many blockers. And they got so many backsliders who would talk you out of making the changes that you need to make. In this computerized age, you can get your hand on all kind of good information to help you on anything. You got bad information, but it got a whole lot of good information. And so y'all can do it. We look up what we want to look up. We find out what we want to find out. Mm-hmm. Y'all do it. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. All right. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we can find what? Grace and mercy. Mm-hmm. Mercy, and that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Here's what statement. Coming to the throne of God with obedience to what he has already revealed to you. See, we won't go to the throne, but the Lord, see now, listen, I'm not afraid to say it. The Lord himself is talking to you tonight. In case you think Leroy is talking to you, it's not Leroy. It's the Lord talking to you, and then you're going to have to obey him. If you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. It's the Lord. See, we got to recognize that. If you got a pastor, somebody you don't respect him enough, get on with him and go get somebody you respect, because the Lord talked to you through them. Now, if you under somebody's hand, living right and doing all the things, and the Lord, get on with him now. But if you got a holy man or a holy woman of God talking to you, who you know living right, you said, Lord, talk to me about this thing. And I don't care what disease, I don't care what sickness you're dealing with, I see you out of it in Jesus' name. I don't care how long you've been having it. If you follow Kotade Monsika Nanchiko, if you follow instruction, the anointing is here for it tonight.
Yes.
I don't, make me no difference what night it is. Two nights don't make no difference. I ain't talking about no night. When I'm preaching, I ain't talking about what time it is.
Come on.
Let the power flow. Say it.
Let the power flow.
In my body now. All right. Now. So now, you can go to the throne in Hebrews 4:16, but through disobedience, mercy and grace can't help you until you repent. And I tell you, body of Christ, including me, we got a lot of repenting to do for letting this world system just take our body over. I mean, let the world, let the food take it over. We've let the medical world just took our life over. We don't think for ourselves. We don't change nothing. We don't find out what it should be, what can change this, what can change that. We just take a piece of paper and go down to the drugstore. Mm. And I thank God for the farmers. I thank God for doctors. I know some good doctors. But my job tonight, I have a doctor. I have a portion of doctor. But my job tonight, I told my doctor, I said, I'm eating raw this week. She said, you can eat grass if you want. I said, now, when you come back off of your doctor horse, we'll talk. My son was in there with me. I said, we'll talk. But then when she checked my blood pressure, my son was way away from the machine. She said, push that around. Let me see that. See? And then when she told me, she said, you don't need no medicine. Grass must be pretty good. Grass must be good. I'm going to keep eating the grass. Amen. You follow what I'm saying? All right, listen now. Listen. Let's go a little further. The only boldness one can have for help, listen to this, a spirit, soul, watch the next word now, and senses. You're going to have to use your senses, your spirit, your soul, and just good sense tell you this is not working with my body. See? The only boldness one can have for help are spirit, soul, and senses. A spirit, soul, and body. You're in Romans 12, 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3. He talks about the body. Who got to present the body?
We do.
You do. Then he talks about the mind. We're talking about the soul, right?
Yep.
Then he talks about your faith. Mm-hmm. So Can you work one without the other one? No. Not when you're talking about help. You got to work your body. You got to work your body. You got to present your body. So whatever God is telling you tonight, check what you putting in your mouth.
Yes.
The labels on most of the stuff you buy, you're reading, is a lie.
Come on.
It's a, what you call it? It's a conspiracy. We walk in revelation. We walk in illumination. We walk in enlightenment.
Yeah.
We know that the Holy Spirit will lead us, right?
Yeah.
Huh? The Holy Spirit will lead you, listen to me now, into health. Don't worry about it. The Holy Spirit will lead you into health because anything, nothing too hard for God, and He can heal you tonight.
Yes.
But I want you to be able to hold it once you get it.
Yes.
Now, I ain't worried about that girl because that girl got the message. She going to hold it. See? She going to hold it. You hear the story of the man, his wife was heavy, his daughter was heavy. They're members of this church. She had to drop him off at the door. He couldn't walk from the parking lot to come get his seat. She dropped him off. But he lost 109 pounds. And now he walk himself.
Yes.
She lost 70 pounds, I believe. The daughter lost 40 pounds.
Come on.
Took off, I think it was on 9 medicine. Last time I told you, down to 2.
Come on.
Shoot, you tell me it don't work. It worked. I know a man, he going to testify a while, walk off from heart specialist. The heart specialist told him, we got to do something. He walked off and found out the truth about it. Mm. Had chest pain on both sides of his chest. Excruciating pain. But there was a boldness because he knew what he was doing. And now he don't have no pain.
Mm-hmm.
And no medicine.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
How you turn your head over to somebody else?
Come on. Come on.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to just say this. You can't trust every lawyer. You can't trust every doctor. You can't trust every preacher. So I'm going to put us in that too. So just say somebody getting mad. You can't trust every preacher.
That's true.
You can't trust all of us. You getting my point? Huh? So you need to think for yourself. If you come in here and I'm jacked up and saying the wrong thing, you need to put your two fingers up. Go get in your car and never come back. But why you can do that at church, you don't do it nowhere else? Why you have more confidence in worldly folk than the man and woman preaching the gospel? Mm-hmm. You'll go to another church in a minute. Mm-hmm. I don't like what he said. And you go jump. And you go and you look in the book. Now, God, you know where you go to church at. I'm coming over there. Why you don't jump hospitals and medical places like that?
Mm. Good point. Yes.
All right, put on Hebrews 4:12 and 1 Thessalonians 5:23. The only boldness one can have for help are spirit, soul, and senses. Those three verses will operate on you and bring you to the place of health before the manifestation comes in your body. And you know that manifestation has to come. It's going to have to come because you're going to be operating properly and the Lord can do something for you, all right? Turn to Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Let me give you this principle of health boldness. Giving the Holy Spirit the right to lead the total man into the full will of God without worldly contamination. Mm-hmm. Giving the Holy Spirit the rights to lead the total man. See, a lot of us won't be led by the Spirit in the Spirit, but we're led by somebody else in the soul, or we're led by somebody else in the body. Giving the Holy Spirit the right to lead the total man, are y'all hearing me? Into the full will of God without worldly contamination. Whiskey is not the only contamination. Cigarettes are not the only contamination.
Come on.
We go on these diets to lose weight on the outside and still heavy on the inside with toxicity. See, I know ain't many preaching this, you know, that they say, well, how you got over on that, man? Preaching Peter's spirit. No, too many God's people sick. You hear me? Too many God's people fighting and don't know how to get out and don't even believe they can get out. You just believe you're going to go through this the rest of their life, and then they get to a certain place, everything they're doing, drop them. See, I'm a pastor. I know it. I've seen that drop. Bam! We can't do no more. Look at Philippians 2, 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my prison only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Go to the next verse. I want you to see this. Go to the next verse. For it is God which worketh in you, or in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do you think, I want everybody to answer me now. Do you think your Father in heaven wants you healthy?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Let me ask you another question then. Do you think he can do anything about your situation?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
So we know this. So why we pray, we read our scriptures, we mark our Bibles, we sing song, beautiful singing for the service tonight. We sing, but why are we yet not healthy? Because we think we're supposed to carry a certain amount at certain ages, in certain territories, certain color of your skin, all that old crazy stuff, and none of that truth. All that's a lie from the pit of hell. You ain't got to carry nothing. Don't let nobody take your mind. Talk about this is a culture disease. Ain't no culture disease. It's ignorant diseases.
That's right.
Don't let nobody put nothing on you because you this color and those kind of folks be sick with this. All right? Jeez. You better get out of my face.
That's right.
I know the truth.
Yes. Come on.
Yeah. Ain't no black sickness. Ain't no white sickness. Chinese sickness. It's sickness. You follow what I'm saying? Don't let that trigger be in your mind. They say something about COVID. Black food. You know, I told man, I said, wait a minute. I'm talking to a white guy. He said, man, the black bishop down. I said, all of them down. It's the immune system and the color.
Come on.
I'm talking to my friend. He said, hold that. Ain't no black folk down. Look, I'm just talking to you. It's the immune system. Look at verse 13. For God was working in you both to will and do of a good pleasure. God is, you know what, tonight, and I only have a few more minutes, God is working on you or in you tonight. You're going to be accountable. You're accountable for hearing this kind of message. You're accountable because I'm not clowning. I'm not playing up here. I'm not entertaining you. I want you to see the light. Now, I got backup. I got the Holy Spirit backing me up, the gifts of the Spirit, they're backing up. But I want you in your prayer time, your meditation time, your dreaming time, your vision time, I'm expecting God to show you what way to turn, what you need to do. And I'm expecting you to do it. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. Now watch this next statement. Because I remember one time they got crazy with the message of grace. Any of y'all knew, you saw some of that? When they got crazy with the message of grace, you do anything, God gonna take care of you. There's this great. All right. And so I'm gonna make a statement to you now that will with our help and grace. The message of grace do not give you permission to do anything you want with your body. The message of grace do not give you permission to do anything with your body. Your body is not sick spiritually. You actually, every person listening to me all over the world, I don't care what you're dealing with on the outside, you really healthy. Health is on the inside of you. You're really healthy. There's a kingdom of health on the inside of every person listening to me right now. So it's some outside move that I'm being tricked with. Some of y'all still look blind. I'm looking at y'all. Y'all look just blind. Y'all just, Possible some of y'all should have turned that screen over then. You see, you're really not sick. You're deceived. You heard that? Yes, sir. Yeah, huh? Because your body don't make the last call. See, what the symptoms made, our body is training our soul, and our soul is grieving our spirit. That's how he's pulling it. But tonight, the Lord is showing you that he's at work in you to do his will and his good pleasure. And his will is that you be healed, healthy, and well. And he can do it.
Yes.
The anointing here for it. I can sense the anointing right now. He's here for it. Here's a question. And I'm going to answer it with a scripture, all right? How can you expect to be healthy and stuck in the realm of the flesh? How can you expect to be healthy and you're stuck in the realm of the flesh? You're stuck, well, it's going to hurt, but I'm about to say now. You're stuck in the realm of flavor. Your best flavor is your worst enemy. And let me clear up the air here. Changing your eating habit do not have to leave delicious. It's just knowing how to make the change. You follow me? How can one expect to be healthy and stuck in the realm of the flesh? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. And then we're going to verse 10. Your health is stuck in the flesh. The Holy Ghost want to bring it into the realm of the spirit. Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither entered into the heart of man the thing that God had prepared for them that love him. That's the flesh, isn't it? But look at the 10th verse now. But God, and what he's doing tonight, have revealed them unto us by his spirit. For the spirit searches all things, yeah, the deep things of God. That is, where your body at? Your body in verse 9 or verse 10? The average Christian body is in verse 9. Because we at the pulpit, we haven't taught you this. At large, the body of Christ, this not, don't y'all think it's being taught all everywhere? It's not being taught. See? It's a revelation. Oh, I know you want to hear this one. Knowing how to avoid stress, strife, and silly conversations. It'll make you sick. Silly conversations. We're just talking. Just silly. Just lose their friendships. I don't want to hear that. Shoot, I'm working on my health, and you're going to talk all this old crazy talk. You're going to talk about everybody down the street. Talk about a dress, how a dress look. What the heck am I going to talk about a dress? I'm working on my health. Or shoes or something like that. Listen. Knowing how to avoid stress, strife, and silly conversation. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 9, and 1 Peter 5, 7. Oh, my. Philippians 4, 6. Be careful for nothing but enter everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Go to the next verse. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Go to verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Go to the next verse. Those things, see, now here I am. Those things which you have both learned, hello, and received, and heard, and seen in me. That was the apostle said, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Well, I told ministers, talked to hundreds of ministers, you got to be an example. You're not God, but you ought to show some evidence that you're following God and that what you're preaching is working in your own life.
Right.
See, no man is the answer. No woman is the answer. God is the answer. But we should show some evidence. That's what the apostle Paul said. Paul says, don't be worried about it. He says, you think right, pray right, think right, and then follow me. What you learn. You ain't learning nothing, you can't receive nothing. God love you, child. You hear me? Oh my, I feel that. God love you. Everybody under the sound of my voice tonight. Look, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. God love you. God don't want you to go through that mess. That's why he got you listening to me tonight. God love you. God, corrections are going to be made. You worry about high blood pressure. You worry about how long you're going to be able to take care of yourself. And they got hospice and old folks home waiting on you. Ain't no such thing as no old folks. And the people in the Bible, ain't no old folks home in the Bible. Man, 80 years old, said, give me the mountain. You one of them.
Yes.
Listen to me. You here for a special reason. Listen to me. The Holy Ghost is on your trail. The compassion of God rose up in me. Tears. I just rose up in me because we've been deceived so long, brother. We've been deceived, sister, so long. You who walk out this place tonight going to be a remnant in the body of Christ to know how to have health boldness. Health boldness does not come from a doctor office. It does not come from a hospital. It does not come from a pill in a bottle. It does not come from herbs. It does health wisdom come from God. Now you take some things, you know. You take a vitamin C, that's fine. But just the idea. And then if you're on medicine, sometimes the medicine, you got to stay on it because you done went so far to the right, it'll hold you. But if you start working on it, your doctor will tell you, any doctor, he'll tell you If your system start changing, when it would take you, you go in there for that blood test or the urine test, whatever it is. You go there and they see change. You say, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" But the problem is they don't see no change because you ain't doing nothing. You follow me? Huh? Now, I don't care what your case is. Let me try to close here. Now, I don't care what your case is. We're dealing with this thing tonight. 1 Peter 5:7. Oh, my goodness. I got one or two more to give you. Yeah, well, casting all your cares on him. What did he say about him? For he cares for you, right? Huh? Now, the worry, the stress, all leave with that voice. We all go through some things. Family members, we won't act right, you know, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, you know. But cast it on the Lord, because stress affects your health. You follow me? All right. The flesh denotes human nature, the earthly nature of man apart from divine influence, and therefore prone to sin and opposed to God. May the Spirit of God, every person under the sound of my voice here tonight, and whoever listened at this tape, may the divine influence of God come on their life to show them exactly what to do and how to do it without being in fear, without being condemned. It take a while sometimes. Sometimes some people say, "I just walked on in it." Well, sometimes it take a while. All right? All right, remember that. And then, loving your body with the boldness of God. Turn to 1 John 4:17. Loving your body with the boldness of God. Say, "I'm loving my body with the boldness of God." Look at 1 John 4:17. "Here in our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we when we get to heaven." Huh? Let me ask you a question then. All right, then let me ask you a question then. Who in y'all believe God's sick? Who in y'all believe Jesus sick? When you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, did you ever see Jesus sick? Did you ever see him go to a hospital? Did you ever see him go to a doctor? All right, let's read the verse again. Maybe I misunderstand the verse. "Here is love made perfect. Is our love made perfect, that we have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." Now, two words I want you to remind you of. Image, that's one word. The other word is I am. That's your identity. Image, I am. What? Well, all right, let me ask you a question. I got 7 minutes. Let me ask you a question. 1 John 5:5. 1 John 5:5. "Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God." Go back to 1 John 5:4. I want you to see it. I'm closing. "For whatsoever, whosoever is born of God," what they do? "Overcometh the world," right? Yeah. "And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." So why are we not overcoming sickness and disease? Because we didn't know about health. Listen, children. Listen, I'm going to give you 3 M's. is your mind, your mouth, and your meal. Your mind, your mouth, and your meal. That's what you got to, that's what you got to work on. You got it covered everywhere else. Everywhere else, you love God. You got a covenant, you got a pastor. It's your mind, your mouth, and your meal. M-E-L, meal. What you're putting in there. Look, you eat all the red bean you want, white bean, all that's good for you. Mustard green, sweet potato, all that's good for you. You get a white rice, brown rice. I eat rice and potato, look at it, look. Rice, potato. Look. That's God, though. I had one. One time, I had two. You know, but over the years, my wife and I worked on it. And put down Philippians 1:20, because I got to rush. I'm going to give you and just give you the scripture with them, and I'm closed. My son's going to come. Biblical prescription for health is found in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. Biblical prescription for health. I was listening, and I heard a man say something, and I come out of my seat. He says, lifestyle medicine. Lifestyle medicine. I like that. See, other words, in your life, you take care of yourself with the right food to go with your body. The next one is living in a divine flow of wellness. Proverbs 16, I want y'all to read the scriptures, 20 through 25. Living in a divine flow of wellness. Now, very few, if any, not many, know anything, my brothers and sisters, about health boldness. I saw a man over 90 years old, and he said emphatically, this is what he said, I will never have a heart attack. I can't. He was a heart specialist, but he had learned how to take care of his body. I read all kinds of cases, people 88 years old, and the doctors give them up, told them to never get your family ready, get called a funeral home, and people find out how to eat and change around, and they're still living today. It's the Psalm 139:14, ladies and gentlemen. Psalm 139:14. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous is work. But your soul got to know right well. Okay? You're not going to overcome by yourself. I didn't. You know, I still need help. The Lord's got to stay with me. But it feels so good to know that I'm not the cause of my failure. And there are people who don't want to hear it. You know, there's people that's fried chicken crazy. And then they wonder, why my arteries got clogged up? Just call a crazy house. They'll tell you, crazy man, just put anybody on the phone. Why my arteries? Because you did something. And so I told you earlier, it's not just about food. It's about faith. It's about grace. It's about the love of God. It's about the cross of Christ. It's about blood. All of that is in our favor. But you can't talk to people in the crazy house. They just look at you. You ain't talking to me. And so that's a form of insanity that the enemy have put in ignorance and insanity. Give me another word, Lord. Institutionalized. The enemy have got in the church and all the scriptures we know, all the promises God give us, all the record we see, Jesus, that woman had been sick for 12 years, another man 38 years, and the Lord came along and said, you're well. He's saying the same thing at Word Life Christian Center. He's saying it around the world. I got partners all around the world in other countries. He's saying the same thing tonight. Stretch your hand toward me. Stretch your hands out. It's just it's a time. It's an apostolic time. It's a pioneering time. It's I pray your strength in the Lord. And I pray that one of the scriptures that have come out of my mouth tonight, one of the revelation will be your answer, be your pathway. I thank God for miracles, signs, and wonders to begin to take place in you, in your body, in your home, in your family. I thank God for every one of you who are here, who wise enough on a Tuesday night to sit under God's word and let the man of God speak to you. I pray blood pressure, diabetes, heart condition, rheumatism, arthritis, kidney trouble, liver trouble, whatever. I speak to it tonight that we're going to have the wisdom from God how to yield to the Holy Spirit, because we've got Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. The Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost want you as their child to be healed and whole. All the impossibility thought leave you tonight in the name of Jesus. All the hecklers, don't talk. Jesus, help them not talk to the hecklers. Don't talk to your cousin. Don't talk to people who have not heard what you have heard. They're going to fight you. They're going to talk you out of it. They're going to kind of scandalize you. Don't talk to them. Just do it. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen. Amen. Amen.